Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechet Zahalis, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Kol hametame ba'oil, all the things we learned before that are metame ba'oil, for example, a kezayis min ames, which means if I am in the same oil as a kezayis of a mace, I become tummy. But let's say shenechleku, it was divided into half. There are two half zaysim of a mace. Vechnisan, and the two halves were brought in l'tach avayis into a house. So now, one person is underneath the same roof as two half zaysim. Rabbi Doisa ben Arkinas metayer. Rabbi Doisa ben Arkinas says, this person is tar, or the kalim in this oil are tar, or the food in this oil are tahar. Why? Because you need a kezayis min ames, and you don't have a kezayis. You have a half a kezayis, and another half a kezayis. And the fact that the two are under the same roof, that does not combine them, says Rabbi Doisa ben Arkinas. The Chachamim disagree. They hold. Umetame. Yes, you need a kezayis. And you have a kezayis under the same roof. Aye, it's not in one place. What's the difference? It's under the same roof. Between the two, you have enough for tumas oil. The machloikis in Rabbi Doisa and the Chachamim is a general machloikis that is negaya not just for tummy mace. Ketzad. For example, where would it not be negaya for tummy mace? Let's say hanugaya, you have a person that touches I have over here an avela. An avela, again, is an animal that died without shechita, without a kosher shechita. And this person is touching one half a zayas with one hand and another half with a different hand. Or noisan. Or he's carrying one half with one hand, one half with the other hand, although he's not touching it. Nevela is metama through carrying without touching? Yes. Nevela is metama b'maga u'b'masa, but not oil. A mace is metama maga, touching, masa, even carrying without touching, and oil. So we have over here a kezayis and a nevela. He's either touching a half a zayis with one hand, touching the other half a zayis with the other hand, or he's carrying a half a zayis with one hand, and carrying the other one with the other hand, even though he's not touching it. So Rabbi Doisa ben Arkinas would say, no, he doesn't become tama. You need one kezayis in one place. And the Chachamim say, as long as you have the same kind of tumah, in other words, they're both tumas maga, half a kezayis with one hand, half a kezayis with the other hand, will make him tummy. And as long as they're both tumas masa, carrying one half a kezayis with one hand, and carrying one half a kezayis with the other hand, will make him tummy. So essentially, here's the machloikis between Rabbi Doisa ben Arkinas and the Chachamim, as the Mishnah is soon going to explain with several cases. The Chachamim say, I agree. Half a shear of one type of tumah and half a shear of another type of tumah cannot be connected. So if he's touching half a kezayis and carrying half a kezayis, I agree he won't become tummy. Or if he's carrying half a kezayis and the other half is tumah sayil, I agree he won't become tummy. But two half a zaysim in the same oil, or carrying two half a zaysim, or touching two half a zaysim with two different hands, say the Chacham, he will become tummy. As long as you're sticking to maga and maga, masa and masa, oil and oil. Rabbi Doisa ben Harkina says, even if we're only talking about tumas maga, let's say you're touching a half a gazayas with your right hand and a half a gazayas with your left hand, but because the whole gazayas is not in one place, you don't become tummy. Same as true if you're holding half a gazayas with one hand and half a gazayas in the other, and even though it's both masa, you don't become tummy. Or if you're in an oil with two half a zaysim, unless you have a whole kezayis, as Rabbi Doisa ben Arkinas, you do not become tummy. Now, before we go weiter, I need you to know one more thing. Tumas oil is, okay, I'm in a room and there's a kezayis of a mace, and of course the full mace in the same room. Tumas oil can also be if I'm leaning over a mace, and tumas oil can also be if there's a mace on top of me. If I am leaning over a mace, it is tumas oil if, between the mace and myself, there is a tefach. If I'm leaning over a mace and there's less than a tefach between the mace and myself, then the din is, it's as if I'm touching the mace. Again, if there's more than a tefach between the mace and myself, it's as if it's tumas oil. If I'm leaning over a mace and there's less than a tefach between the mace and myself, it's as if I'm touching the mace. What if I'm standing and there's a mess on top of me? Not that I'm in the same oil as a mess, but there's a mess on top of me. If there's a tefach by a tefach of that mace, it's tumas oil. Less than that, it's as if I'm touching the mace. I know a lot of information here. Okay, relax. Even if you didn't chap it, I think you've chapped enough to be able to learn weiter the Mishnah. Zakta the Mishnah weiter. We're in the middle of Masechta Zahalas, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Uba Mace. So we had a case of Kazayas Nevela, now we're going back to Mace. A Kazayas of Basar from a Mace is Mitama in all three ways. Through touching, carrying without touching, and oil, being under the same tent. Or, as we just explained, hovering over the Mace, or the Mace is on top of the person. Nevela is only Maga and Masa, not oil. Mace is Maga, Masa, and oil. Okay, so here's case number one. Hanoigeya bekachotzi zayas. If someone touches a half a zayas of a mace. And at that same time, mahil means he's like the oil. He's leaning over with his goof on another half a zayas. But there is no tefach between himself and the mace, which means it's technically not oil, but it's considered touching. Except that the touching is coming from two different directions. He's touching a half a kazayas, and he's leaning over a half a kazayas. And again, there's no tefach between him and the mace. Or this is case number two. No geya bikachatzi zayas. He's touching a half a zayas. Bikachatzi zayas and another half a zayas. That is not a tefach by a tefach. Mahil olav is on top of him. He was underneath a kazayas. So because there's no tefach al tefach on top of him, this mace, or part of the mace on top of him, is not a tefach al tefach. It doesn't work through oil. It's called as if he's touching. It has a din of tumas maga. So again, there's two magas over here that are coming from different directions. He's touching half a kazayas, and there's a half a zayas on top of him, close enough to be called maga. Case number three, zakta Mishnah Vayter, as we are in the middle of Peri Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Mahil, he himself, his goof, he's leaning over al kishnei chatzoi zesim, on two half zesim. Both are half zesim of basar and mace, but they're not connected. Now, what's interesting in this case, do we have to say that he's a tefach away from the mace? Either yes or no. What do you mean, either yes or no? Well, if he's less than a tefach away from the mace, they're both maga. If he's more than a tefach away from the mace, they're both ayo, but they're both the same. And that's the whole point. All these cases, they're all the same. They're all the source of tumah is the same. It's either maga, masa, or oil. Let's see weiter. The fourth case is mail al kechatzi zayis. The kechatzi zayis mail olav. He was leaning over a half a zayis, and there was a half a zayis on top of him of a mace. In all these cases, Rabbi Doisa ben Harkinas mitayer. Rabbi Doisa ben Harkinas says, even though it's all maga or it's all oil, it doesn't make a difference. You have to have a kazayas in one place. You cannot connect two half seisim. The chachamim say, if you have tumas maga with two half seisim, he does become tame. If you have tumas masa with two half seisim, he does become tame. And if you have tumas oil with two half seisim, we put it together, he becomes tame. According to the chachamim, the only time he would be tar is if a half of Zayas is coming in through Tumas Maga, and the other half, let's say, is coming in through Tumas Masa, then even the Chacham would agree, you can't put the two together. You need a Kazayas of each. Or let's say you have a half of Kazayas and oil, and the other half through Masa, he's sticking his hand out and lifting the other half, and a Hanami. There, we don't connect it. But if both half Zaysim are in the same range of Tumah, meaning Maga, Masa, or oil, we are Mitzaref. And the Mishnah goes on to explain. I'm going to give you cases now where they are different. There's a half a zayas of one type and half a zayas of a different type. Avul Ba'at, says the Mishnah Vayter. And here's the first case of the second sequence. Let's say you have two half zaysim from two different types of tum. For example, Hanageya, he's physically touching Bakachasi zayas, a half a zayas. V'davar acha mail olav al kachasi zayas. Let's say his hand is sticking out of the oil and he's touching half a kazayas, but he's in an oil. There's a roof on top of him, and in that room is another half a zayas. And here there is a tefach. So it's not touching. Here it's oil. Or second case in this sequence, hamahil al kechatzi zayas. Let's say he's leaning over a half a zayas, and there's no tefach. So it's not called oil, it's called touching. V'davar acha mayal olav v'al kechatzi zayis. And with the other half a zayis, he's under, let's say, some kind of a roof, and there is the height of a tefach over here. Sukta mishnah tar. So again, what's this case? He's leaning with his guf on a half a zayis, and there's no tefach. But there's a roof on top, and there's oil over another half a zayis, and there is a tefach. So the first half a zayis would have to be through tumas maga, because if you're less than a tefach away, it's called tumas maga. The other half is oil tar. In both cases, sukta mishnah tar. Because one half zayis, he would have to become tummy through maga. The other half through oil, that tak you don't put together. Amar Rebbe Meir. Now we have a very interesting sheet of Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir agrees with the Tanakhama, and he disagrees with the Tanakhama. He agrees with the Tanakhama that the Chachamim hold that as long as it's the same Shem, in other words, if it's maga, maga, half a gazayis maga, half a gazayis maga, half a gazayis masa, half a gazayis masa, half a gazayis oil, half a gazayis oil, that it does come together and he's tummy. Where does Rebbe Meir disagree with the Tanakhama? Rebbe Meir holds oil is maga. What do you mean? Oil is oil. Maga is maga. Maga means I become tummy by touching it. And oil means I become tummy because I'm in the same oil. So, Rebbe Meir, why do you become tummy if you're in the same oil? Because the Pasuk says that if a mess is in oil, the whole oil becomes tummy. So, in other words, the Pasuk says that the whole airspace of an oil is as if you're touching the mace. That's how the Taisus Yom Tov explains it. That's the sheet of Rebbe Meir. So according to Rebbe Meir, there's maga and masa. What about oil? Oil is a way of maga. There are only two ways to become tummy from a mace, according to Rebbe Meir, maga and masa. Oil is a maga. The Torah says that's the Gzeiras HaKasev. Under the same roof, according to the halachis of oil, as if you're touching. So maybe you're going to say to me, l'may nafka mina, your tummy. What's the difference if your tummy through maga or your tummy through oil? Well, here's one major nafka mina. Because let's say one hand is touching a half a gazayas outside, and the other hand is under the same oil as another half a gazayas. According to Rameir, the Chachamim would say he becomes tummy because this is really maga and maga. It's really half a gazayas of maga and half a gazayas of maga. Amar Rebbe Meir, let's see the Mishnah inside. Af bezeh, in these last two cases, let's go back to the last two cases. He's touching one half a gazayas, and the rest of his body is under an oil with another half a gazayas. Or he's leaning over half a gazayas where there's no tefach. So it's like touching. And something else is on him and on another half a gazayas. So the Tanakhama said, according to the Chachamim Tar, because it's maga and oil. Come to Rebbe Meir and says, no, even in this case, Rebbe Doitze ben Arkinas metaher, v'chachamim metamin. Chacham will still say it's tamin. Why? Being that oil is maga, even if you do have a tefach, according to Rebbe Meir, so you don't have a case of maga and oil, you have a case of maga and another kind of maga called oil. Furthermore, Rebbe Meir explains, according to the Chachamim, and again, this is the sheet of Rebbe Meir, hakol tamei, in all the cases where you're going to have half a shear one way, half a shear the other way, it'll be tamei chutz min ha-maga im ha-masa. Maga and masa are two separate things, even according to Rebbe Meir. So if you touched half a kazayas, mebasar ames, and you carried half a kazayas without touching it, no, those two don't connect. V'ha-masa ma'oil. Also, if you carried half a gazayas without touching it, and you were an oil over another chatzi zayas, doesn't connect. Masa and oil are two separate things. Just maga and oil are the same thing. Zeh haklal. Lamaisa, this is the klal when it comes to two half shiurim. Koil shehu mishem echad. If the tuma is coming in through the same way, half a gazayas of maga, half a gazayas of maga, half a gazayas of masa, half a gazayas of masa, half a gazayas of oil and half a gazayas of oil, tame. But if you're putting together two halves, mishnei shemais of tuma, then din is tar, because two shemais are not mitzdarif. The only thing is, we have a machloikis, whether oil and maga is considered two shemais, as the Tanakhama holds, or the way Rebbe Meir holds that oil and maga are really one. So according to Rabbi Doisa ben Arkinas, you never put together two halves, even if it's maga and maga, masa, masa, oil and oil. You got to have the whole shear in one place. According to the Chachamim, from one type of tumah, you do put it together. From two types, you don't. Shal is what's called two types. Are maga and oil two types? Or is maga and oil one type? Tanakama holds it's two. Rav Meir holds it's one.